The song is called There'll Be Some Changes Made. The vocalist, Dorothy Clare. Of this or any other musical era was the late Duke Ellington. As a bandleader and composer, there are few who can touch him. This record, composed by Ellington and recorded by him in 1940, has an unusual history. Originally titled Never No Lament, it was released under that title as an instrumental. However, someone wrote some lyrics and the song was an even bigger hit under its new title, Don't Get Around Much Anymore. And so the Ellington record was reissued under the new title. And that's the way we're hearing it tonight. ever wondered how Skinner Ennis got his name? Well, it was all due to a typographical error. Ennis's real name was Edgar Clyde Ennis, Jr., but his nickname was Skinny. However, on his very first record, someone blew it, and the name on the label read Skinny Ennis. And Skinny it stayed for the rest of his life. Here's the man now on a song from the late 1930s, Wishing. And his Royal Canadians had one of the most distinctive sounds of all the bands, often maligned as being syrupy, and indeed the band was known as the sweetest music this side of heaven. But I have a soft spot for Guy Lombardo, and so here's a Lombardo track from 1938. Originally hit in Mexico, it became a big hit everywhere when Guy Lombardo recorded it. Tippy Tin.
Thank you. held her like this, this lovely miss, then stole a kiss, this fellow. He said he was glad that he met her, and soon he would come and get her. But she said, no, no, I cannot go until I know you better.
Tippy, tippy, tim, tippy, tim, tippy, tippy, tongue, tippy, tongue. He kept on a stealing and he had a feeling she was satisfied. Tippy, tippy, tim, tippy, tim, tippy, tippy, tongue, tippy, tongue. She was saying ghoster, so he held her closer, that's how he complied. Tippy, tippy, tim, tippy, tim, tippy, tippy, tongue, tippy, tongue. He kept on a stealing and he had a feeling she was satisfied. Tippy, tippy, tim, tippy, tim, tippy, tippy, tongue, tippy, tongue. He will always do so, for she has a trousseau and he has a bride.
I guess you remember the Gene Savitt Band. Savitt had a classical upbringing, but he made the switch to pop music in the early 1930s. Here he is with a fine rendition of You Go to My Head. The girl singer on this one is Carlotta Dale.
Kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of this crazy romance. To my head.
And the time is nearly 4 minutes to eight. So let's take out this second hour of Thanks for the Memory with one of the few hits ever inspired by the American Army. The Caissons go rolling along. This version comes from Horace Heidt and his Musical Nights.
Over hill, over dale, we have hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along. Counter march, right about, hear those wagon soldiers shout, while those caissons go rolling along. For it's high, high knee in the field artillery. Call off your numbers loud and strong, call up, and wherever we go, you will always know that those caissons are rolling along. Keep them rolling, that those caissons are rolling along.
After the 8 o'clock news, we'll be back with artists such as Joyce Grenfell, Ruth Wallace, and a whole lot more, and some records that you never would have heard on radio in the good old days.
Charles Collins. State Secretary of the RANF, Irene Bolger, says the hospital dispute will hurt the government much more than the nurses. Ms. Bolger says public opinion is very much in favour of the nurses and says that government credibility is now on the line.
The members are very strong and they're very supportive of each other and the RANF officers at this time. And I don't believe it's going to hurt the RANF members, but I think it has to hurt the government and its credibility. I mean, we've produced a document today that shows that their figures are very shonky indeed, and that was the other thing that I went into detail in the press conference. We've produced a document that shows their own documents and compares them and shows how their figures have changed, and that their figures just don't add up. And it shows quite clearly that right from the beginning, they only ever intended to spend $25.5 million, and that what they did was that they had to then tailor the structure to fit into that budget. They had to put a certain number of people in grade one. They had to do away with a certain number of positions and abolish other, and demote others to fit within the budget, and it's become quite clear that that was what they were on about.
Victoria's TAFE colleges will be brought to a standstill on Wednesday when 3,000 teachers stop work over a proposal to alter their teaching conditions. The Technical Teachers Union of Victoria has called the stop work and believes it will be the biggest stoppage in TAFE's history. Spokesman Paul Burns says the government's so-called non-negotiable position proposes to increase working hours, abolish penalty rates, reduce holidays and eliminate teacher qualification requirements for senior educational positions. Police are concerned for the welfare of a 15-year-old girl who's been missing since Friday. Victoria Ray Taylor of Riversdale Road, Yarra Junction, left home on Friday to visit a video shop, and she hasn't been seen since. She's described as 163 centimetres, or 5 foot 4 inches tall, with hazel eyes, short brown hair, olive complexion and solidly built. She was wearing a maroon jumper, white shirt, blue jeans and black sneakers. The Lilydale police are handling the investigation. Riots and rampages in Belfast have led to at least 50 people being injured, and at least 32 of those are Ulster policemen. The protest rallies were organised on the anniversary of the Anglo-Irish Accord by Ulster loyalists who described the accord as a sellout to Dublin. The rally in Belfast quickly developed into a full-scale riot, with shops being looted and police being pelted with stones, bottles and looted golf balls. The agreement gives the mainly Roman Catholic Irish Republic a limited say in the running of Northern Ireland, and the Protestant majority see it as the first step towards a unification of Ireland. Cricket, and it's been a disastrous day for the Australian team in the first test in Brisbane. Australia started the third day of play on 1 for 33, chasing the English total of 456. Things were going pretty well for the first hour, with opener Jeff Marsh and night watchman Tim Zerah pushing the score along to 97 before the next wicket, but that was about the last time any Australian supporter could have afforded to smile. From there on in, the English attack, spearheaded by a vastly improved Graham Dilley, dominated. Only Greg Matthews really shone, but he eventually ran out of partners when the last wicket fell at 248, only 8 runs short of avoiding a follow-on. England skipper Mike Gatting asked Australia to bat again, and at stumps they were on none for 2. Graham Dilley took 5 for 68 today. Marsh and Matthews were equal top scorers with 56. New South Welshman Roger Davis has won the 1986 National Panasonic Australian Open Golf Tournament at the Metropolitan Golf Course. Davis won by one stroke from Ian Baker-Finch, Bob Shearer and Graham Marsh, but Baker-Finch must be very disappointed at the title eluding him. However, Roger Davis is obviously delighted with his win.
Fantastic. I mean, you know, I suppose everyone strives to win, you know, majors and everything, but I think to win your own country's national open is just something else. You know, I think right from a young age, you always try, you know, as stepping stones, getting in the state junior team, senior team, you know, turn professional and go through the ranks, but to win the Australian Open really is something else.
News time, 8:04.
The wisest words Charlie Brown ever said were, "I love humanity. It's people I can't stand." It's easy to have fine feelings towards folk we never meet, and to be unbearable to those we live with. As the Chinese proverb says, better do a kindness near home than go far away to burn incense. I'm Father Humphrey O'Leary. Have a good day.
Melbourne's weather. Rain periods overnight with possible thunderstorms easing to a few showers tomorrow. North to nor'east winds shifting cooler southwesterly tomorrow morning and freshening. An overnight low tonight of 14, then a top tomorrow of 19 degrees. On the bays, northerly winds of 10 to 15 knots shifting southwesterly at 15 to 20 knots tomorrow morning. A slight to choppy sea rising to rather rough tomorrow. Tuesday should be cool with showers and a southwest wind, a top of about 16. Wednesday will have a shower or two clearing and a top of about 18, and Thursday will be becoming fine with a top of about 20 degrees. In Melbourne at the moment, it's a very pleasant 21 degrees. I'm Charles Collins.
This has been 3DB Newsfront.
this is Thanks for the Memory. Here's your host again, Bob Matchless.
Thank you, Frank. You say that very nicely. In this third hour tonight, I've pulled together what I think is a pretty interesting collection of unusual tracks. And this first one comes from what must be one of the first LPs ever pressed in Australia. Back in 1952, the Horry Darkey Harlequintet, as they were known then, were a pretty successful group, and so they decided to try their luck overseas. However, before they departed, they gave one last concert at the Sydney Town Hall. Now, I remember listening to this broadcast, and it's funny how things like that stay with you. Perhaps you can recall listening too. Anyway, the highlights of that night were issued on a 10-inch LP on the long-gone Diaphon label. The quintet consisted of Horry Dargie, Joe Hudson, Vern Moore, Reg Cantrell and Doc Bertram, and their sound was very much based around the creative use of the harmonica. Here's a couple of numbers they performed on that long-ago evening.
Wow, 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 whip, whip, wow, wow. Way down by the station early in the morning, see the little pup and billies all in a row. See station master turn little handle, chug, chug, toot, toot, we're on our way. Early in the morning, listen to the hissing of the old big jack. See the diamond stoker warming up the smoke. Chuck, chuck,
ooh, clear the track.
Down by the station early in the morning.
Hold it, stop. What seems to be the trouble?
It's too long.
Yes, you can say that again.
Well, it's too long.
There are another four verses, so we'll take one each, sing them all together, one after the other, and get the thing finished.
Brilliant.
After you. One, two, three, four.
Down by the station early in the morning, listen to the hissing of the old big jack. See the diamond stoker warming up the smoke. Saddle my Mariota on the way to the track. Down the ladder, stoker, got a better order. Jack on the hissing of the old big jack. See the diamond stoker warming up the smoke. Saddle my Mariota on the way to the track. Down the ladder, stoker, got a better order. Jack on the hissing of the old big jack. Down by the station early in the morning, listen to the hissing of the old big jack. See the diamond stoker warming up the smoker. Chug, chug, woo! Clear the track. Down by the station early in the morning,
Joe.
Listen to the hissing of the
Joe.
Old big jack.
Don't
see
look. Don't look now, but we've finished.
Being out late, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go along harmonizing a song, maybe residing a home. Cows go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile, snuggles her head to my chest. We start to fit, and that's when I get her powder all over my vest. After I have straightened my tie, she has to borrow my comb. One kiss, then I continue again, walking my baby back home. That's as much of the story as you've heard today. But what happens when you reach the garden gate? Listen in and you probably hear this conversation.
Thank you, darling. Did you enjoy the show tonight?
No.
Well, did you enjoy the supper after the show?
No.
Well, are you enjoying the walk home?
No.
Why not, Pip?
I'm afraid you're going to kiss me.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'm carrying a big suitcase in one hand and a huge parcel in the other. How could I possibly kiss you?
I could hold that big suitcase.
Darling.
Now. We're still a long way from home, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are, dear. Incidentally, do you know the difference between a motorist and a pedestrian?
No.
Good, we'll walk.
Tramp, tramp, tramp along the highway, hoping, praying for a motor car, maybe a taxi cab. But what's the use of hoping after you've been walking your baby back home?
And the time has just gone, 11 minutes past 8. I guess you'd remember that the Dargies came back to Australia in the late 50s, and they were a mainstay of early television. By the way, here's one for you Trivial Pursuit players. What famous Australian artist was the brother of Horrie Dargie? That's right, William Dargie. I never realised the two were related until I found out just a few weeks ago. I don't know whether Horrie is still around. I haven't heard anything from him for a long, long time. Well, in the late 40s and early 50s, you might remember a very popular series of comedy records were recorded locally by a man named Ward Leopold and released under the title of Here's Hooey. There must have been all three or four in the series. This is one of the first and takes up both sides of a 10-inch 78. So I'll pop back midway to give Frank Mackay a chance to flip the record over.
Folks, this is your favorite station again, telling you that the proprietors of Wacko bring you the Jubilee edition of Here's Hooey.
Hey, do you ever wake up? Do you have sleepless nights? Just take some Wacko and a cup of lukewarm lard and you never wake up.
And now you're invited to listen to radio's ugliest program, brought to you by...
What?
Oh! In this Jubilee time, we must consider Australia's hysterical background. What does the year 1851 mean to you? Are you 100 years old? Are you born yet? And if not, where is your national spirit? The year 1851 saw the beginning of the Squirt Expedition. Squirt was the first man to pull a rowboat across land, so they made him a Rhodes Scholar. What an expedition. Started in 1851 and finished in 1951. We've come a long way in 100 years, folks. No wonder we're all so tired, but it's the deeds of our pioneers that make us proud to sing our national anthem.
Advance Australia's fist.
This is the National Broadcasting Commission. There has been a slight technical delay. We were to have presented Auntie Northdale and her cooking feature, but Auntie is sickening for something. So we bring you Dr. Hoppentopovers, who talks on everyday English.
That's right. Every day is English. Every day. Nobody is speaking the Greek. Every day, English. Ah!
Following that intimate glimpse, we present the 4 millionth episode of our popular variety program.
Oh, there you are.
Oh!
You have just been listening to Much Finding in the Dark, brought to you by Wacko Tractors. And now, a few too many words from your announcer.
Wacko Tractors, makers of ball-bearing rat traps and jet-propelled bagpipes, hope you are enjoying the program. We think it's a lot of tripe, but it makes the noise from a Wacko Tractor sound more attractive. While we continue with scene two, just hand around the Wacko Tractors. Everyone will be surprised. Rotary ho!
Yes, folks, in this modern age, anything can happen. We bring you yesterday's news tomorrow as Waldo Backenfiller, ace American columnist, takes his recorder behind the iron dustbin.
In the calm, unhurried putrescence that is Europe today, there is a sinister force working with dramatic stupidity to build an army of silkworms. This record was dug up in the underground.
Comrade Bitsisvich, where is Kaskara Sagada?
He has evacuated Commissar.
Why?
You know.
So? What is the time by your bomb?
There will be no sunset for 3 days.
Delay, but very shortly we shall be crossing to Canberra.
Oh, Wacko Soap, the wonder soap, beats every sort of skin. Stops that falling hair, mends a broken chair. Wacko Soap will wind your watch or grow a yard of rope.
Wacko Soap, made of cement, lasts as long as cement.
You can mix a lemon squash with it. You can fix an old galosh with it. If you're stuck, you can even wash with it. Wacko for Wacko Soap. Verily, this is the age of miracles. Only yesterday, the lights were on all over Australia at once. Times have changed, as our oldest inhabitant will tell you. In this exclusive interview, our oldest inhabitant will give you his impressions on Australia's progress since 1901.
There has been a slight technical delay, but in the interim, Wacko Products bring you Douglas Drip, who interviews the man in the street.
Just for the Australian record, sir, what is your opinion of referendums?
Never did like them. Just a flyman waste of time. I bring the flyman snails. I'll stick to me snapdragons.
Back in 1951, there were some pretty funny lines. Interesting, too, they were complaining about Australia's fares in those days. I guess in that time it would have cost me a penny to go on a bus or a tram. Well, let's go on, Frank, with side two.
Folks, don't suffer with hiccups. Take Wacko Hicko. Wacko Hicko takes you away from the hiccups. Listen to this.
In 1920, I couldn't raise my arm for the hiccups. By 1930, I couldn't drive bed. And look at me today. I spent so much on Waco Eco, I can't drive the rent. Oh, but I haven't got the hiccup.
There's been a slight technical...
Gentlemen, I give you the British Empire.
Oh, I say you can't do that, old man.
Oh, sorry.
The very newest thing, ladies, in personal garments is a Weco bra. If you don't know whether you should put on some tight clothes and be loose or clap on some loose clothes and get tight, just wear a Weco bra. The Weco bra puts itself on, takes itself off, and never gets dirty unless you do. Make yourself ridiculous for him and hear him say...
Weco.
Just think of it, folks. 50 years ago, Australia was cut up in separate states, out of communication with each other and with the world. Today, we're all cut up together in one dreadful state, and the whole universe is linked together by radio and science. Let us take a peep into the future.
This is Jupiter calling. The time is 4 p.m. Professor Klott, who was in Saturn for dinner and spent the night on Venus, was to drop in at Mars for a cup of tea, but is missing somewhere between the ears.
What a scoop of soup, super scoop. That planet-to-planet broadcast was made possible for you by Weco Planning Systems. Let Weco help you plan it. You'd be far better off in a home. Let us demonstrate the Weco dehydrated house. Simply drop the WDH into a cup of cold water, stand back, and you have a swell house in 10 minutes. The Weco dehydrated house is so simple to build, a dog could knock it over. Send in the wrapper from your Weco dehydrated house and win 3 cold plum puddings a day for 5 years.
There has been a slight technical delay, but very shortly we are crossing to Canberra for the Jubilee celebration.
Here's to the British Empire.
Not yet, sir, not yet.
All festive occasions carry Weco digestive tablets. They improve your digestion out of sight, and very soon you'll even be able to digest the tablets. You'll feel good inside, good outside, and inside out. Weco, the digestive tablet that makes everything you eat taste like something else.
We are now canning to Crossborough for the Celebi jubilation.
The weather is perfect, except for a few scattered showers in Persia. It is a glorious day in Canberra, the climate here having been imported from Melbourne for the occasion. This is the moment the whole nation has been waiting for, the official welcome by loyal Australian citizens to the royal representatives of the British throne. There is an amazing array of clothes here today. Everybody who's anybody is wearing clothes in this nationwide broadcast.
Nothing of the kind. What I said was, we are crawling to Casperer for the...
Ah, yes, there is Lady Blatterby in her pearls, causing quite a sensation. The royal couple are now moving out onto the dais before the huge crowd. The concourse is literally blessed with people, white people, of course. And now, with magnificently controlled calm, the Australian delegate, chosen from 25,000 others by secret ballot, starts the long walk to the royal dais. There's an expectant hush, and the delegate now is now at the foot of the dais. And now, through the person of this one voice, Australia is about to speak an astonishing greeting.
How are you, mate?
Continuing our symphony hour, we present a composition by Tim Tuffy entitled Air for Trumpet.
That's all for now, folks. Just write in for your free pair of spare ears and be listening next Jubilee.
Good old Weco soap. You can even wash with it. And how about the Weco bra? I guess I have a lot of favourite entertainers. And a number amongst these, Joyce Grenfell, a wonderful lady. Joyce made many, many records, some comedy, some straight vocal. In the late 40s, she recorded this Noel Coward song that suited her style down to a T. A report of the goings-on in her family entitled, And That Is the End of the News.
Often to lift up our hearts. We're told that good humour will soften fate's deadliest dark. So however bad our domestic troubles may be, we just shake with amusement and sing with glee. Hey-ho, Mum's had those pains again. Granny's in bed with her varicose veins again. Everyone's gay because dear cousin Florrie was run down on Saturday night by a lorry. The whole world light as a bubble. The family's thrilled because Elsie's in trouble. When Albert fell down all the steps of the town, all he got 3 bad cuts and a bruise. We're delighted to be able to say we're unable to pay up our debt. We're excited because Percy's got mange and we've run out the bill at the vet. Pictures earn everything's covered with ointments and oils again. Now he's had seven, so God's in his heaven, and that is the end of the news. We're told that it's dismal and dreary to air our despair. We're told to be gallant and cheery and banish our care. So when fortune hands us a cup of hemlock to quaff, we just give a sly hiccup and laugh, laugh, laugh. Hey-ho, what a catastrophe. Grandfather's brain is beginning to atrophy. Last Sunday night after eating an apple, he made a rude noise in the Methodist chapel. Now don't laugh. Poor Mrs. Mason was washing some smalls in the lavatory basin when that old corroded gas heater exploded and blew us back into the news. We're in clover, Uncle George is in clink for refusing to work for the war. Now it's over, Auntie Maud seems to think he'll be far better placed than before. Hey-ho, I diddle diddle. Aunt Isabel Shingles have met in the middle. She's buried in Devon, so God's in his heaven, and that is the end of the news.
One of Joyce Grenfell's most famous records was, of course, the nursery school sketch, with its recurrent cry of, George, don't do that. When my kids were very little, about the age that George must have been, I asked them exactly what he was probably doing. Unfortunately, they told me, and I don't think I really want to tell you here tonight, some things are better left to the imagination.
Children, now come along. We're going to do our nice moving to music this morning. So let's make a lovely fairy ring, shall we? And then we'll all be flowers growing in the grass. Now let's make a big circle. Spread out. Wider. Wider, just fingertips touching. That's it. Sue, let go of Neville. Well, because flowers don't hold hands, they just touch fingertips. Sue, let go of Neville. And Sue, we don't want grumblers in our fairy ring, do we? We only want smilers. Yes, David, you're a smiler. Yes, Lavinia, you are. And Peggy, yes, you're all smilers. Now, quiet, please. Don't get so excited. Now, quiet. And Sue's going to be a smiler in a minute, aren't you, Sue? That's better. George, don't do that. Now then, let's all put on our thinking caps and we'll think what flower we're going to choose to be. Are you ready? Lavinia. A bluebell. Good. Peggy. A red rose. That's nice. Neville. A wild rose. Well done, Neville. Sydney. Sydney, pay attention, please, and don't pummel Rosemary. What flower are you going to choose to be? A horse isn't a flower, Sydney. No, children, that isn't funny. It's very silly. And if Sydney can't think of a better flower than that, I think we'll go on to somebody else until he can. Now then, Sue, what about you? Another rose. Oh, I've got a lovely bunch of roses, haven't I? Peggy's a red one, and Neville is a wild one, and I expect you're a beautiful white one, aren't you? Oh, you're another red one. All right. Now then, Sydney. A carrot isn't a flower, Sydney. Now think, dear, and don't blow like that. How about being a tulip? Well, a holly leaf isn't a flower, Sydney. All right, you be a holly leaf. Now then, children, listen very carefully. Elvis, stop bouncing. No, bouncing isn't dancing. Elvis, don't argue, dear. Now, you watch the others and you'll see. Now, when Miss Bolting plays her music, I want us all to get up onto our tipmost toes, light as feathers, and dance away all over the room wherever the music takes us. And remember, we're lovely flowers growing in the grass. Everybody ready? Oh, just a minute, Miss Bolting. Sydney. Sydney, come here, please. What have you got in your mouth? I can't hear a word you're saying, Sydney, so go out of the room and spit it out. 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 Don't hop. Now then, we're not going to wait for a silly little boy who puts things in his mouth like a baby. We're going to be lovely flowers growing in the grass. And the sun is shining down on us to make us grow tall. And Geoffrey, stand up, dear. Now, Hazel, what do we do with our heads? We hold them up. I should think so. Come in, Sydney. Come in. There's no need to knock the door down like that, is there? Now, what did you have in your mouth? It can't have been nothing, Sydney, because I distinctly saw something. Yes, I know it's nothing now, but what was it then? A big button. Well, I'm very glad you spat it out, aren't you? You didn't? Well, do you feel all right, Sydney? Well, get back into your place, then. Where did you get the button from? Off Rosemary's pink frock. I'm ashamed of you, Sydney. A big boy of four to go around eating buttons off little girls' frocks. What flower are you going to be? I've quite forgotten. You better be a hollyhock. Sydney, you cannot be a super jet. And if you're going to be a crosspatch, you better go and sit down over there until you're a nice boy again. And you'd better be thinking what flower you're going to be. And then you can... Go on. Go and sit there. And then you... George! Now then, children. We're ready. Now listen carefully to the music. And then dance like a flower. And we're ready at last, Miss Bolting. I am so sorry. One, two, off we go. Dance, Neville. Don't just stand there. Hazel, dear, use your arms. Don't forget to breathe, Peggy. Breathe, dear. George, rhythm. Yes, you can. Cheer up. You're a happy flower. Yes, you are. Because I say so. Oh, good, Sydney. I knew you'd think of something you'd like to be. All right, you shall be a cauliflower. Only be it gently.
Sorry about the crack in the middle of that one. Sort of spoils the entertainment, but doesn't Joyce Grenfell get into the character of a nursery school teacher beautifully? Well, now it's time for our weekly Craft Corner, an extract from Bing's radio broadcast from the 1930s and 40s for the Kraft Foods Company. In this excerpt, Bing is the dumb boyfriend once again, and Marilyn Maxwell, his long-suffering girlfriend. This week, the song they lead into is Magic in the Moonlight.
Marches back. 1927. Regular transoceanic telephone service is inaugurated between New York and London, and the Holland Tunnel is opened. 1927. First talking pictures demonstrated on Broadway, and the first Model A Ford is made. 1927. And as the machine age is truly developing into an advanced stage, thinking young men out driving with their girls are saying,
"Gee, honey, we've been cranking this here car for 15 minutes.
My, I wish it would start. I've heard of people breaking their arms cranking cars.
Well, say, if you're afraid, move over and I'll take a whirl at it. There goes. Come on, jump in, quick.
All right. My, isn't this nice? Just you and me driving along like this.
Yeah, this is the life.
Let's sing a little bit, hmm?
Magic is the moonlight on this lover's June night. As I see the moonlight shining in your eyes, can't resist their power. Magic is the moonlight, more than any June night. Magic is the moonlight, for it made you mine.
not surrender to your love divine. Magic is the moonlight, more than any June night. Magic is the moonlight, for it may.
Remember Ruth Wallace? Back in the early 50s, I wasn't even allowed to listen to her records at home. They were considered so extreme. Because now we're moving on to a series of records you never would have heard on radio when they were first issued back in the 40s and 50s. However, listening to Ruth Wallace's records today, they all sound so innocent and harmless that you wonder what all the fuss was about. Here's Ruth Wallace now, sending up a song from the early 50s, one that Shakin' Stevens revived to great success a couple of years back, This Old House. Only Miss Wallace is singing about a different type of house from that originally intended.
Zoom, 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 zoom.
This old house once knew great laughter, this old house once knew great joys, but I know that even after, no more girls are gonna meet the boys. Gotta take the red light from the window and the bells down from the door, 'cause the police came and told me I ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to count the beds now, ain't got time to oil the springs, just got time to pack my toothbrush and a couple other things. Ain't got time to powder my nose now, ain't got time to even bug. I ain't got a leg to stand on, getting ready to meet the judge.
Zoom, 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 zoom.
This old house let in big bankers, doctors, lawyers, dukes and earls, had the finest reputation of any finishing school for girls. Gotta take the red light from the window and the bells down from the door, 'cause the police came and told me I ain't gonna fraternize no more. Ain't a gonna need this house no longer, ain't a gonna need this house no time. And tomorrow there'll be six more girls in the unemployment line. I can see the sheriff peeking through the broken window pane. I ain't got time to climb the chandelier and plead insane. Its license, this old house has lost its lease. Well, I guess we never should have charged the captain of police. Gotta take the red light from the window and the bells down from the door. Gotta move out the old cash register, it ain't gonna clang no more. Ain't it gonna need that full-length mink now, ain't it gonna need that French perfume. Take the mirrors off of the ceilings, move the bar out of the room. Gotta have time to write my book now, 'cause they ain't gonna let me roam. Gonna let the whole world know now, this old house wasn't always a home.
I bet you haven't heard that one on the radio before. Well, now for a record that was so terrible that my copy from a radio station is firmly stamped, "Do not play this side. Censored." And what is this shocking song that could risk the morals of our nation? Well, it's actually a special transcription disc taken from the soundtrack of a Donald Duck cartoon called Donald in Nazi-Land. And the song is one that brought great fame to Spike Jones, "To Fuhrer's Face." The only reason I can think of for this song to have been banned is the frequent use of what used to be called the Bronx Cheer.
We take great pleasure in presenting to you excerpts from Walt Disney's comedy feature short, Der Führer's Face, the sensational Academy Award-winning film upon which the popular song success of the same name was based.
In the Führer's Face, wie ist der Master Race? See, hi-oh, right in the Führer's face. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace. So the hail. Hail! Right in the boar's face. When Herr Gebel says we own the world in space, the hail! Hail! Right in Herr Gebel's face. Then Hulk Göring says they'll never bomb this place. The hail! Hail! Right in Herr Göring's face. Is he not the Superman?
Aren't you a Superman?
Yeah, we is the Superman.
Super, super, Superman. Is it not the land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this that the land is good.
We would leave it if we could. We bring the world new order.
I am a Hitler's world in order.
Every one of foreign race will love the poorest state when we bring to the world disorder. Belgian workers have not your land, but their glorious privilege is yours to be a Nazi. To work 48 hours a day for the poorer. Then the poor says,
he never will be slaves. He hail. But still we work like slaves.
While the poor brags and lies and rants and raves,
he hail. And work into our graves. Hail, hail.
Get to work. When the poor says he is the master race, he hires, right in the poorest state. Not to love the poor is a great disgrace. So he hires, right in the poorest state. When Herr Gebel says we own the world in space, he hails, right in Herr Gebel's face. Then Hulk Göring says they'll never bomb this place. He hails, right in Herr Göring's face. Is he not the Superman?
Aren't you a Superman?
Yeah, we is the Superman.
Super, super, Superman. If it's not the land so good, would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this that the land is good.
We would leave it if we could. We bring the world new order.
Hail Hitler's world in order.
Every one of foreign race will love the poorest state when we bring to the world disorder. Not to love the poor is a great disgrace. So be hail, hail, right in the poorest state.
So be hail, hail,
right in the poorest state.
Well, I don't know why that was banned. Tell me, have you ever seen the cartoon? It's very, very funny. An example of the Disney art at its peak. Well, moving right along here, I guess that you've heard the expression slow coach or slow poke used to describe someone who takes their time unnecessarily. Well, back in the early 50s, I remember when that expression was the title of a hit record for Pee Wee King and his band. And the song called Slow Coach received a lot of airtime, then faded away like many hit records. However, a few years ago, the number was reissued as part of a compilation LP of hits of the 50s. However, the title on the reissue, and indeed the lyrics to the whole song, featured the expression slow poke. Now, what I guess must have happened was that back in those days, someone realised that slow poke could have been interpreted as having some other meaning, if you know what I mean. So, to play it safe, a second version of the song was recorded using the expression slow coach, and that was the version that we got here in Australia. When the compilation LP was put together, they used the original recording without another thought. So tonight I have both versions for you to hear, so you can make up your own mind. We'll start with a little of slow coach, then fade into slow poke. Thank you.
You keep me waiting till it's getting aggravating. You're a slow coach. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slow coach. Time means nothing to you. I wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9:45, 10. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slow coach? Why can't you hasten when you know that time's a waste and you're a slow coach, dear? Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slow coach, too. Until it's getting aggravating, you're a slow pole. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a slow pole. Time means nothing to you. I wait and then late again. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9:45, 10. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see that time's a-wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear. Why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke, too.
Changing the subject now. Do you remember an LP called Showbiz, which was narrated by George Jessel? This came out in the early 50s and was based on a book of the same name, which covered the history of show business in America in the first half of this century. I can remember when this record was played all the time here, usually around Christmas Day or some other public holiday. And it still makes good listening now. And as it divides neatly into four segments, I thought that I'd play part one tonight and the remainder over the next 3 weeks. So here it is now, George Jessel narrating the history of showbiz.
Mrs. J.
George Jessel. Surely you know that Abel Green and Joe Laurie Jr. wrote a book called Showbiz, and they covered it all from vaudeville to video. Many lives are in that book, my own included. And as you listen to this album distilled from the book, see how much of your life is caught by Showbiz as a performer, a writer, a manager, or as a member of the audience.
Jimmy, that well-dressed man. I'm a better man than Dapper Dan. Now here's a suit I bought for $33.50. Feel this piece of gabardine, boy, ain't it nifty? Yes, I'm Jimmy, that well-dressed man. Now deny that if you can. Deny that if you can.
That was the song Jimmy Durante sang as a singing waiter on the Bowery in Coney Island.
How do you do, sir?
Is this the office of Dr. Cronkite?
Yes.
Are you a doctor?
I'm a doctor.
I'm Dubious.
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Dubious. Mr. Dubious, mind waiting? I got another patient in the other room. I'll be right back.
All right.
Oh, doctor! Oh, you butcher!
That's all I want to know.
Here, where are you going?
I'm going home. I forgot something.
What'd you forget?
I forgot to stay home.
Uh-huh, running out on the doctor, hey?
Better than being carried out.
And those were Smith and Dale, masquerading once again as Dr. Cronkite and his patient.
My father thanks you. My mother thanks you. My sister thanks you. And as for myself, that goes without saying.
Was the actual voice of George M. Cohan giving his famous curtain speech. All this goes back to the first 10 years of the 20th century, when vaudeville was king, and over 25,000 performers were working in 4,000 theaters. Managers lured audiences into their houses with slogans like, absolutely free, one baby. What did it matter if it turned out to be one baby pig? And Willie Hammerstein packed them in with freak acts like Phony Patches, Acquitted Murderesses, and the world's worst singers, the Cherry Sisters. A top star of the day was Blossom Seeley, immortalized almost half a century later by a Paramount Picture biography who had everybody singing Toddling the Toadalo.
Rippling round my ear, each note and honey dear. Oh, listen to the piccolo and oh, jump, listen to the fiddle. Hell, round and round, round and round. They go toddling, waddling, toddling. Two step, that lovely new step. Oh, honey, that two step. Run and tell the man, tell the leader man not to dare. Don't dare, stop that plan.
When vaudeville was king, movies were called chasers. A chaser being something to chase the audience out so that the theater could refill with new customers. Thus, the movies became the last act of the vaudeville bill. A bill that might have included Lillian Russell, or Weber and Fields, or Al Jolson, or this great star.
Roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde. Roaming in the gloaming with my laddie by my side. When the sun has gone.
In 1911, an audience waited until after midnight for a ship delayed in the Atlantic to arrive from Glasgow. When the great Scott finally embarked and arrived at the theater, he held them in their seats until 3 a.m. with his own special brand of songs and humor. His name, Harry Lauder.
When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming.
Show business is a business of names. Anna Held, who sported a beauty mark and took milk baths in a tub lined with mink. Lily Langtry, who asked that a carpet be spread from her dressing room to the stage. And because the carpet was red, that started the custom of rolling out the red carpet. Sarah Bernhardt, who insisted on being paid $1,000 a day in gold pieces only. Fanny Bryce, who was one of the first burlesque greats, when burlesque was a family theater with wives and children welcome. The first song she ever sang was Lovey Joe, but the song that made her famous came years later, and here's her original recording of My Man.
Oh, my God, I love him so. If I say I'll go away, when I know I'll come back on my knees someday, for whatever my man is,
listen to the actual voices of Nora Bays and Jack Norwood.
Turn off your light, Mr. Moon, and go and hide your face behind the cloud. Can't you see that troubles want a tool of you, man? Do it humbly and see that you might as well have.
They sang about the moon at a time when Gus Edwards was presenting his school days, with performers you still remember a third of a century later. Groucho Marx, Hildegard, Ray Bolger, Helen Menken, Walter Winchell, Georgie Price, Eddie Cantor, and yours truly, Georgie Jessel.
One bright and guiding light that brought me wrong from right, I found in my mother's arms.
In mid-century, there were over 2,000 millionaires, as contrasted with 200 in 1911, when Irene and Vernon Castle started the boon in novelty dancing. Gilda Gray and Bea Palmer followed with the shimmy. Mae Murray and Clifton Webb. Did you know that he was a society dancer before he was Mr. Belvedere? Oh, yes. They did the tango. And Daryl Dina somehow blended a Broadway nightclub to the South Sea Islands when she popularized the hula by dancing it at Reisenweber's restaurant in New York. While the nation danced, one man watched it all and discussed the topics of the day. He was Will Rogers.
Now, folks, all I know is just what little news I read every day in the papers. Everybody's talking about what's the matter with this country and what the country needs. What this country needs worse than anything else is a place to park your car. What our big cities need is another orange. It needs Orange Age stands. I'm off Ireland for home rule from now on. I read an Irish paper the other day and it says liquor is 18 cents a quart. Can you imagine a nation wanting more freedom than that?
Florence Ziegfeld kept bringing Will Rogers back to his follies year after year, and Rogers was a hit as usual. The year was 1914. By this time, the First World War had started. In England, they were singing It's a Long, Long Way to Tipperary. In America, they first sang I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, but that changed to I'm Proud to Be the Mother of a Soldier Boy by 1917. Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning, Katie, and Hinky Dinky Polly Hoo became pop hits. And Over There by George M. Cohan developed into an unofficial anthem, much as God Bless America did 25 years later. Lillian Russell, Douglas Fairbanks, Mary Pickford, William S. Hart, and Jack Dempsey sold war bonds. And thinking of more peaceful moments, Earl Carroll and Enrico Caruso wrote a song together called Dreams of Long Ago, and the great Caruso recorded it. Ending, John Wanamaker's, a department store in Philadelphia, transmitted phonograph record music to John Wanamaker's store in New York without the use of wires. It foretold the coming of a great new segment of showbiz, radio.
Next week, we'll be back with part two of Showbiz and a whole lot more. Well, that takes me out for another week. I hope that you've enjoyed sharing some of my personal nostalgia. My thanks to Frank Mackay for spinning in the records. And until the same time next week, this is Bob Matchless saying thanks for listening. And to all those artists whose records we featured tonight, thanks for the memory.